Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, English Cafe, Episode 1. Welcome to the English Cafe. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development, still coming to you from beautiful Los Angeles, California. And this is our first English Cafe podcast. We are going to be doing two English Cafe podcasts every week, in addition to our three regular ESL podcasts. The format of this podcast, the way that we are going to do this podcast, is a little different. We are not going to be having a script or a story or a single dialogue, but instead it's going to be more informal. We are going to talk about American culture and the news and movies and books and music, all sorts of things that are currently popular in the United States. We're also going to be doing some different things. We're going to be doing some interviews. We are going to be answering some of your questions because we get lots of questions emailed to us. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that, just kind of a variety of things, a different number of things that we're going to do on this podcast. Of course, our main goal is to continue to help you improve your English. And so we're going to try to explain the words and expressions and ideas that are currently being used in the United States and in other English-speaking countries. So let's start off our English Cafe with a little news. We're not going to do too much what I would call heavy news. If we say something is heavy, we mean it's serious. Kind of an informal expression, like, wow, that's heavy, means that's really serious. There are lots of serious, heavy things going on in the world. We're going to look at some other types of news, some entertainment news, and maybe some technology news, movie about, or rather, news about movies and so forth. I saw an interesting article this week in the Voice of America news channel. The Voice of America, you may know, is the U.S. government-supported news service. They have news broadcasts. They actually have a very good daily news summary that is read a little bit more slowly in what they call special English. So if you're interested in that, be sure to check out the Voice of America daily newscasts on the web. But there was a story that I thought was interesting this week. The title of the story, the headline, as we call it, the headline, H-E-A-D-L-I-N-E, is the what appears in big letters in the newspaper that you read. It's like the title. The headline was, "Aircraft Manufacturer Changing Design to Accommodate Aging Passengers." Well, aircraft, A-I-R-C-R-A-F-T, is, of course, people who make, the manufacturer, someone who makes airplanes. Aircraft is another word for airplane. And the story is about how they are changing the way that they design the airplanes in the United States because people are getting older. And it says, in 2006, the oldest of the generation known as the baby boomers, people born between 1946 and 1964, will be turning 60 years old. In fact, the U.S. Census Bureau projects that nearly 8,000 people a day will turn 60 in 2006. Well, what this is saying It says that the oldest of the generation known as the baby boomers, that term baby, two words, baby boomer, B-O-O-M-E-R, refers to, as the sentence points out, refers to those who were born between 1946 and 1964. That would include people like me. And basically, a baby boomer, this was the time when, after World War II, there was a large increase in the number of children born. After World War II, 1946, up through the middle of the 1960s. And this generation, and a generation, of course, is just a group of people born in the same time. This generation of children are now in their 40s, 50s, and will more and more be coming in their 60s. And it's been an important part, important term. People talk about baby boomers. They're talking about that post-World War II generation. Well, of course, now they're getting older. We are getting older. And what happens is they are starting to change. Things are starting to change because people are getting older in the United States. The story says that the U.S. Census Bureau, the Census Bureau, C-E-N-S-U-S, and two words, Census Bureau, the census is the office in the United States that counts people, that figures out how many people are living in the United States. A bureau is just another word for a division or department or office. They project nearly 8,000 people a day will turn 60 in 2006. To project, the verb here, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, to project means to predict, to say what's going to happen in the future. I project that ESL podcast will be the world's most popular podcast. Well, probably not, but that would be a projection or a prediction. As a noun, we can use project as well, projection. So I'm sipping on my tea here while we're doing the podcast. It's a very cold and rainy day here in Los Angeles, which is somewhat unusual. So I have my nice warm tea next to me. Anyway, that's the story. There are other names that are given to different generations depending on when they were born. My generation, born up through the middle 1960s, is called the baby boomer. People after 1964, usually 1964 to, oh, I don't know, probably 1975 or so, are called Generation X. In fact, we sometimes just say Gen X, G-E-N-X. And Generation X just refers to people who are after the baby boomers, the post-baby boomers, you could call them. And after Generation X in the 1980s and 90s, people started to talk about Generation Y. Now, I'm not sure why we call it the generation after mine Generation X, or why the one after that is Generation Y. I guess the next one will be Generation Z. I don't know. And I'm not sure what will happen after that. But that's the name that's given. So when somebody talks about Gen X or Generation X, they're referring to people who were born probably between the middle 60s, maybe up through the middle 70s or early 1980s. That's just a term that you will see sometimes in the U.S. news or in other places. Now it's time to talk about movies. Some news about movies. The top movie in the United States this week is King Kong. And King Kong is what we call a blockbuster. A blockbuster, all one word, is a movie that's that sells a lot of tickets. It's a movie that is very, very popular. And King Kong is a blockbuster. It's a long movie. I think it's almost a little more than 3 hours long. On the official website for King Kong, of course it has an official website, it says the movie's about a crew of explorers and filmmakers set out to investigate the myths of the legendary creature King Kong. A crew of explorers, a crew, C-R-E-W, is a group. Usually it's a group of people who are working, often doing manual work, work with their hands. But we also use this for people who are on a ship. The crew of the ship or the crew of the airplane are the people who work for the airplane, airline rather, and work for the ship cruise company. A crew of explorers is a group of people who go out looking for things, an explorer. And filmmakers, a filmmaker, which is all one word, F-I-L-M-M-A-K-E-R-S, someone who makes movies, of course, set out to investigate. The verb to set out, two words, means to begin, to start usually on a long journey or trip. They set out to investigate the myths of the legendary creature King Kong. Well, a myth, of course, is a false story, and a legendary is, when we say something is legendary, we mean it is about a person in who is famous in the past. A legend is a story about someone famous in the past. Well, this is a legendary creature or animal, King Kong. King Kong, the word Kong, K-O-N-G, doesn't mean anything in English. Of course, there is the city of Hong Kong, but the movie actually takes place in New York City, so not sure how that's connected, if at all. Anyway, that's the top movie this week. Now let's answer some questions. I get questions every once in a while about pronunciation and the way I pronounce things on ESL Podcast and now on the English Cafe, I suppose. And one question has to do with that I got from Joao, J-O-A-O, from Brazil. He wants to know why sometimes I say a book and sometimes I say a book. Well, often when I'm speaking more slowly, and I do speak more slowly here on the podcast, we often pronounce each word as if it were by itself. So I may say a book if I'm speaking slowly. When I'm speaking faster, and normally in English, the stress of the word doesn't fall or doesn't go on words like articles, we would call. If I'm pronouncing it at a faster speed, I probably will just say a book. So I read a book versus I read a book. Those are a slow and a fast version. Now, there are some times when we say A even when we're speaking fast, but usually it's a much shorter sound when we are speaking at normal speed. So thank you, Joao, for that question. If you have a question, feel free to email me at eslpod@eslpod.com. Could be a vocabulary question, could be a question about American culture. Whatever it is, we'll try to answer it here on the English Cafe. That's all we have time for today. I hope you enjoyed our new format. I would love to get your opinion and your feedback and see what you think of our new podcast. Again, our email is eslpod@eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.